880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, happy holidays to you all. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got an awesome show today. We're going to start out with some listener emails with my main man, Matt.
Go.
All right. Then we're going to have Jonathan Bletcher on. Jonathan Bletcher is a criminal defense attorney. You remember him from right before Thanksgiving, where he told us how to avoid a DUI. Tonight, we're going to talk about the racket that's become the DUI business. Then we're going to talk to David R. Williams, president of Florida Economic Consulting Group. He's out there on the streets of Miami, so be careful. He's still driving to get here. But when he does, we're going to talk about the U.S. and world economies, and will they recover in 2012, and what was the European debt crisis, what will be the European debt crisis's impact on the stock market. Then we're going to have Hugo Perez on. Hugo is going to bring us, introduce us to David Height. David is in charge of the youth programs coordinator at the youth co-op here in South Florida. We will talk about the good things that they do with the young people in our community, perhaps the most important thing of all, our biggest resource. Then, of course, we're going to have our executive health and wellness segment sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield health and wellness segment, Blue Cross in the pursuit of health. And we'll be talking to Penny Schaefer. Penny is the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield in South Florida. She'll be answering some of your email questions. Our last segment will be Peter Cassis, president of PDC Technologies. Peter's going to talk to us about how to make sure your technology makes it to the end of the year in fine fashion and coming trends for 2012. And then if you make it to the end of the show, I'm going to rant about some of the things that I've seen people with power do, and I might even discuss my opinion on those e-cards I'm getting from people I've never even heard of that are cramming up my email box. And now, let's get to some emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
Okay, let's do it. I know we got short time.
We got short time, full show. Let's go, Maddie, baby.
Okay, we got Rachel in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Rachel.
I keep hearing about this insurance exchange. What is that all about?
Well, the insurance exchange is something that we're going to have come in with Obamacare as that's rolled out. We'll make sure that we talk to Penny about that a little later in the show. So stick with us, and we will answer that question with Penny. What's next, Maddie?
We got Peter from Brickell. He says he got pulled over last night, and they made him get out and take that roadside test. My buddy said the guy in your show said that that was the wrong thing to do. What's up with that?
Well, I'm not an attorney, and I'm not going to give legal advice, but stay tuned. We're going to have John Bletcher on, and John is an attorney, and he does give legal advice, and he may be somebody you'll want to hear talk about the business of DUI, and he may even give a couple of tips if you get pulled over by the police. Next, Matt.
That was for the Jet fans?
That was for the Jet fans.
Joe in Miami, tell Hugo, hey, for me, we love the work Data Corp does for us.
Okay, we'll make sure we say, hey, hey, Hugo, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hugo's doing okay back there. All right, Hugo's okay. Teed up for later on in the show. He's got, my gosh, an entire peanut gallery, Dave, you brought with you. We're going to have a great segment with Hugo later on in the show talking about making it right for the kids in our community. Maddie, give me another
one. We got Steve in South Miami.
Hey, Steve, what's up, bud?
Is it true that there are people that make lots of money off the business of DUI?
Well, I think it's true, but John Bletcher is going to tell us because he knows better than I. He's got all kinds of knowledge about the DUI business and DUIs in general. So stick with us. At holiday season, you're going to want to make sure you hear what Jonathan B. Bletcher has to say about DUIs. Matt?
This is another Steve, but in Miami, not South Miami.
Do they touch?
I don't know if they touch, but I'm glad you shared that with me.
Okay.
Now we got Steve in Miami says, I am a small business owner. I'm working on to save cash on my health care. Can Blue Cross and Blue Shield help me?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm sure Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you with a variety of the programs that they have, but I'll make sure that we talk to Penny about that later on in the program. Stick with us, and you'll hear about that around 5:30. Mad.
Barry.
More.
Barry in Miami.
Hey, Barry.
I hate these blast emails on happy holidays for people and firms I don't even know.
Well, Barry, so do I. It's one of the real big things that's starting to aggravate me. I noticed that the number of cards that I get that are regular handwritten cards have gone down, and everybody's satisfying themselves with these e-cards. I really don't have a problem if you send me an e-card. Make sure that you've cleaned out your email blast list, though, first. Because when I get an email blast from somebody that I don't know, they go right on my ready-to-blank-something-out one. That list. Okay. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be on that list.
Dan in Miami.
Is Dan the man?
In the white van.
All right. He was back in the day.
Yeah. Anyway, the texting and driving is nuts. What does the DUI guy think about distracted driving?
Well, we'll find out what he thinks about distracted driving. I can tell you what I think about distracted driving. Hey, you, the guy in the red truck in the middle of the 112 going westbound at 15 miles an hour on the other side of the hump. I was behind you yesterday. You almost killed 20 people. Stop texting and driving. Yeah, I'm talking to you. No more texting and driving. Anything else, Matt?
We got George also in Miami. He said he heard the Blue Cross person discussing their foundation. Can you ask them to talk a bit more about that again?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Blue Cross and Blue Shield a little bit more about their foundation. They do some great things to promote health and wellness in our community, and you will make sure you hear about that in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield segment at 5:30. We will be right back with more Freedom Business right after this. Jonathan B. Bletcher, the business of DUI. Next.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
I was in need of a healthcare support system. Someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. We're back with more Fried on Business. You're here with Jonathan B. Bletcher, attorney at law, Esquire, and all the other fancy stuff. I'm not going to give the big intro because he's going to talk to us about the business of DUI, and you'd much rather hear what he has to say. Just take it from me. He's an expert. John, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very, very much. A pleasure to be here with all these lovely people here in your studio tonight.
Yeah, we got a full house today.
Indeed.
You attract them, man. So tell me about the cottage industry of DUI. I really never imagined that there was going to be something like that. What's that all about?
You know, about 25 years ago, the DUI practice started to really develop. And locally in South Florida, it was pioneered by a gentleman named Richard Essen. And I joined his law firm as one of a crew of young lawyers back in the mid-80s.
This is the guy that was on 60 Minutes, right?
We were on 60 Minutes, Phil Donahue, Larry King, a lot of different media outlets. And he was a master not only of DUI, but a master of the DUI business.
Oh.
The man knew how to market. and nobody else was doing it back then. We became a law firm. In fact, we were the largest law firm in the country to concentrate almost exclusively on the defense of DUI cases. So what ended up happening was we started winning cases because the prosecutors didn't see us coming. They didn't have the experience. They didn't have the training. The police officers didn't understand the science of the breath testing instruments, the science of the physical sobriety test, and we did. We became the cutting edge people.
So this is how it developed as a business.
This is how it developed as a business. And what ended up happening was, because of the successes that we had, the state attorney's office started getting more funding. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers became more involved. Police started doing a larger enforcement. And it was essentially, it became collars for dollars. Police officers realized that if they made DUI arrests, they'd be able to make overtime because most of them are midnight officers that make the DUI arrest. They show up for court during the day. That's time and a half. Officers in Dade County are making $150,000 a year doing DUI arrests.
And I guess that they add that to their bloated pension when they retire.
Well, I certainly don't have a quarrel with police officers getting reasonable pay for what they do. A lot of them are great people. They put their lives on the line every single day. But as far as the business end of it goes, they're not stupid either. They realize that there is a business opportunity to be made. And they saw DUI as that opportunity. There's DUI task forces all over Miami, Broward County, I mean, all over the U.S., actually, because cops make money doing DUI arrests.
Wow. So good for the cops. Good for them keeping our streets safe. But there's got to be some type of reasonable response that we as the public can make into this very, very heavy police presence. You know, and the privatization of the DUI business. Now, what's going on with that?
Well, I tell you, what's ended up happening is a collateral consequence of the business is that rehab programs have developed, residential treatment programs, court supervision programs, the advocate program, Metro Traffic School, court options, residential treatment facilities, psychologists, and not to mention lawyers.
You know, I just realized it. I have a friend that went into the development of facilities for rehab centers, for I guess he says drug rehab that would count as that, isn't it?
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. And it actually serves a dual purpose. It's a necessary byproduct of the concept that people that get convicted of DUI need treatment. And I have no problem with that. But let me tell you one other key thing about the business of DUI.
Tell me.
This is what fuels the business of DUI, is the Internet.
Well, how does that fuel the business of the Internet?
I will tell you, sir, how it does that.
I can't stop talking. That's why I had to interrupt.
Over the last 25 years, you've seen a couple of things happen. You've seen the growth of DUI practice, and you've also seen the growth of the Internet. DUI websites and DUI marketing and DUI search engine optimization are probably one of the highest cost per click of any internet search capability on Google, Yahoo, MSN. If you want to buy search terms on any of these search engines for DUI practice, not just in Miami but all over the country, you're going to pay a pretty penny. It is a highly competitive area, not only in the courtroom, but on the Internet.
Wow, so Google and Yahoo and all these firms are making money on DUIs too?
Everyone wants a piece of the pie, Jimmy.
Well, that's why they call it DUI. They're all doing it under the influence, apparently. So we've still got a little time, JB. What are some other points that maybe some of the people that are out there driving around need to know should they run into a long line of cars that stopped as people are doing a DUI test? I heard there was a big one in US 1 the other day. What's that all about?
Well, you know, certainly it's holiday season, and from Thanksgiving to New Year's, the police are out in great force prosecuting or investigating DUIs. You're going to find sobriety checkpoints, commonly known as roadblocks, all over town. The police are required to announce them and advertise them in advance. So what you're going to find are traffic delays during the busiest time of the year. You could find
Well, that makes sense.
Of course. I mean, traffic in Dade County isn't bad enough, but you have to have a 40-minute, an hour delay waiting for police officers to move you through this line. In fact, there was a DUI checkpoint down in South Miami last week where they had the roads blocked off for about, six, 8 hours, and they netted all of 19 DUI arrests.
Oh, my God. Now, where do they publish these lists? Is it on the Internet somewhere?
Well, what they usually do is they notify the Miami Herald and they put something on the Internet, but... And the Supreme Court says that they have to publicize it in some way, and they feel that that's a minimum way to get the word out there. They really don't want people to know.
Oh well, I would assume they wouldn't. And as a potential victim of a drunk driver, I don't mind that they're doing these random things and taking people off the road. I just wish that they would do them in a way that's perhaps a little bit less invasive to the general population. I got to believe there's places that they can block it off and get people for real. I mean, what is it, 1,700 people? They got 16 people?
Right.
Real efficient use of our money.
Well, you know, you also have to understand that just because a DUI lawyer represents people charged with DUIs, that doesn't mean that we're in favor of drunk driving.
Of course not.
All we're in favor of is defending the constitutional rights of people.
There's 3 minutes left, John.
3 minutes left, okay.
Yeah. Juan only knows how to go in one direction. So you're in the wait a minute, John. That was just too funny. So yeah, I agree with you that everybody should have the opportunity to have their rights defended. And we also talked about how when an officer or an enforcement officer pulls somebody over, that they start building their case from the moment they get out of their car.
Jimmy, you're exactly 110% right. Their case actually began from the time that they pulled you over, their first observation of you. So officers are going to be looking for any erratic driving, weaving, failing to maintain a single lane, not putting your signal on. At certain times of the night, police officers know that they're just fishing for DUIs.
I mean, like at 2:30 in the morning?
2:30 in the morning on Ocean Drive, I pretty much guarantee you that one out of every five cars there has somebody who's well over the legal limit. But certainly if someone gets pulled over, for suspicion of driving under the influence, be respectful to the officer. You don't have to take any physical sobriety test at the roadside. You don't have to take the breath test. And so it's really important to not give the officer any more information about to satisfy his suspicions than he already has.
It sounds like the real information that the officer needs to be given is your phone number. Now, what is your phone number? How do people find you on one of your internet sites that you have out there?
Well, I have several sites on the web. You can certainly look me up, Jonathan Blecher, Blecher, but you can find all the information about my DUI practice at DUILawDefense.com, DUILawDefense.com, and my office phone number is 305-670-1800.
Well, John, I want to thank you so much, and I'd like to make sure we can get you back on again after the New Year's to make sure that our listening audience is fully informed about their rights, because it's something that people need to do this time of year. Jonathan Blecher, attorney at law, DUI expert, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right, my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk the European economic situation and its impact on stocks in 2012 with David Williams, our in-house economist, back after this.
Of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back to the show. And now we're on with our economic segment. We've got David R. Williams. He has a PhD in economics from the University of Florida, and he's president of Florida Economic Group, Inc. since 1989. He specializes in forensic economics. He's a former acting chief economist at the governor's office. As always, on a quarterly basis, we welcome Dave Williams to the show.
Muchas gracias.
You're welcome, bud. I love it when a Welsh guy talks in a different language. Can you speak Portuguese? I know you're Mr. Soccer.
Sí, monsieur.
Okay, great. I don't even know what you said.
I just made that up.
I bet you did. Now, how has the Dow Jones performed in calendar year 2011, and what's your prognostication for 2012? And let's remind everybody, the last year when it was 9,500, you predicted the 1,200 almost to the day.
I think I was to the point, Jim. But let's not bring up my prognostication for this year, because I'm a bit off.
Okay, well, you're off all the time, but what's up?
Well, you know, let's look back at the last couple of years.
Oh, it's been real fun.
Well, Dow-wise, it hasn't been that bad. In 2010, the Dow was up over 2009, 9%. Mm. Not bad. We started off the year at 11,578, and we are at today 12,170. We're up about 5%. And when you think of everything that's happened this calendar year, from S&P downgrades to the debacle in Washington and the euro crisis, just to actually be up 5%, is not too shabby. Can you imagine if those things had been taken away? We'd be up 20 to 30%. So, as I like to do, I like to split the baby. My prognostication for December 31st, 2012 is going to be between 10 and 15%. So, why don't we say between 10 and 15%? Let's say 12.5%.
All right, well, we'll be on tape.
13,700 next year.
13,700, you're on tape for that.
Take it to the bank.
I'm sure that everybody out there is cracking open their piggy banks. Matt's writing it down for next December to call you on this, Dave. But you were good last year, so you'll be good next year.
There you go.
So what are the risks to that forecast, Dave?
Well, we only have to look across the pond, don't we, Jim?
Yeah, that's
a big
pond.
We have to look at Europe. And my big question is, if Turkey attacks Cyprus from behind, would Greece help?
Probably. But the real Matt, I love Matt. Matt's vote up. Yeah, exactly. Matt's fabulous. I love your jokes, Dave. But,
thank you.
But so there's not only the issues in Europe, but now we're seeing a slowdown in China and Asia, aren't we?
Yes. Well, you know, everything's relative, Jim. When China's gone from growing at 8% per year down to 6% per year, you know, it's all relative. I think I don't know what Obama would do for 6% growth in GDP for next calendar year. But, you know, the other thing is a big risk is obviously on a serious note is Europe, because the world could probably handle Greece failing, but it could not handle Italy or Spain failing. These are major economies.
Italy's like number 5 or number 6 in the world, right?
It could be, yeah. I mean, Greece is like 256th. But, you know, so we could handle Greece. But the bigger nations, that would be catastrophic, and that is a huge risk. And the other risk is we have an election year going on. And
so that's the risk of doing nothing.
Well, you know, if you like laissez-faire and you like the status quo, we're in the perfect situation right now.
Well, they can't lower rates, which is what they usually do. They got nothing left to do except sit and wait.
The Fed is out of his bag of tricks.
Yeah, no more bullets there. All right, so then what's it going to take for Obama to get reelected in the fall of next year? Because, you know, in reading the tea leaves, it's starting to seem like the Republicans are helping along mightily here.
Well, and I know you're not stupid, but it's the economy stupid.
That's okay.
That's okay. What needs to happen is centered around the economy. The unemployment rate nationally has come down from 9% to 8.6%, and it needs to keep falling. People need to be going back to work, feeling better about things. And, you know, as you'll see next year, now we will start seeing President Obama as a debater again in the middle of the year and not as a president. And I think his strengths are, he has numerous strengths, but certainly he is a fantastic orator. And, you know, the Republicans need to keep shooting themselves in the foot. It's very hard to see Newton Gingrich running against and been successful against Obama.
Well, how about George? I mean,
Mr. Romney?
Yeah.
You know, he would probably, you know, he's probably the mildest Republican.
Well, how about the guy that used to be the ambassador to China, Huntsman? He's sort of like my dark horse candidate. I kind of like him. He's running third in New Hampshire.
He's not even in the stalls, Jim.
Okay. He ain't got a prayer.
No, I think Romney Gingrich, but I just can't see. President Gingrich does not seem to have a good tune to it, a ring
to it. I
think
the cartoonist would love it.
Yes. But so, you know, the economy's got to continue improving.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about a term that was in vogue over the summer and seems to be fading in the rearview mirror, I hope, very quickly, and that's double dip recession.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Dave?
It's not an ice cream. Double dip. It's not an ice cream.
How about Rocky Road?
Well, I like that too.
Okay.
Double dip recession. Now, the definition of recession, as you know from your college days, that the University of Florida, Jim, is two consecutive quarters of negative real GDP growth, Jim.
There you go. Okay.
You knew it wasn't one or four. It's two. So we actually had in 08 and 09.
You're terrific.
In 08 and 09, we had four consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. So that obviously constituted a recession. And now since then, we've been kind of struggling along. But
sort of like a flat tire, it seems almost.
A little bit like the Florida offense this season, Jim.
Well, maybe Kerwin Bell
will solve that. Well, maybe Kerwin Bell will solve that. But, you know, but seriously, the biggest risk would be a collapse in Europe.
Okay.
And even though that is potentially on the cards, because I don't trust the French and the Germans to pull us out of this mess, and the Brits are going alone.
Well, the Brits went alone all the way, all the whole time, didn't they? They never joined.
But, you know, no, they've joined. They're a member of the EU, but Cameron is now starting to pull back a bit, and the Brits love that because the Brits...
Very conservative.
What they're trying to do in Europe is almost similar to the United States of America. They're trying to turn it into the United States of Europe. But, you know, when you drive from Virginia to Tennessee to North Carolina, not much of a change. When you go from France to Germany, England, or Great Britain to Portugal... Just too many cultural differences. It's just not going to work. And you're starting to see the collapse of the Eurozone. And I think you'll start seeing countries pulling out.
Wow,
and I think you could see Greece get dumped.
Well, this is the 20th year of the Maastricht Treaty, which brought us the euro in the first place, right? And now what are the people in the Netherlands are thinking about this? They're the ones that basically birthed this baby.
They got the finger in the dike, Jim. That's what they got. They got the finger in the dike, and they're just hoping it doesn't all just start collapsing.
Well, you know, that's just almost a scary thought, Dave. So we've now, just to wrap it up and put you on the line, if people want to get a hold of you, if they need an expert witness for economics or something like that, Dave, how do they find you?
1-800-GOGATORS.
Okay. Really now, where do they find you? Because that's how you make a donation to the Florida Foundation.
You could try DAI1@bellsouth.net.
All right. You're the best, Dave. I want to thank Dave Williams for coming in. We're going to hold your feet to the fire on the prognostication. And I want to tell everybody that we've got Hugo Perez coming up. And then right after that, we're going to have Penny Schaefer from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Then Peter Cassis from PDC Technologies. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443. Or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back, and we're on with the DataCorp section, DataCorp segment. We've got Hugo Perez with us today. Hey, Hugo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, who do you have with us today, Hugo?
Well, my good friend, David Height. That's how you pronounce it, right,
All
Dave?
Right. Now, David Height, he serves as the youth program coordinator for South Florida nonprofit organization, the Youth Co-op, right?
That's right.
All right, now, they've been around since about 1973, I guess. Now, you got your start with the agency finding jobs for young people in the aftermath of 9/11, and it was difficult for anybody to get a job back then. And I guess you attribute your success to the passion of the issues you have for our community that affect the youth, and you've worn out a lot of shoe leather walking on many doors and many businesses trying to get them involved. And now let's see, you earned your master's degree from FIU, and you're the vice chairman of Miami-Dade's 4-H Association. Excellent. And
affiliated with University of Florida, of course.
Of course. I'm just going to kick it over to you, Hugo. Hugo, help me out here.
All right, Jim. That's great. So I've been fortunate enough to learn more about the organization, and I wanted to have David here and in his entourage here because it looks like we're having a party here. So, David, you want to quickly just introduce the folks we have here by name? And
sure, Hugo. First of all, it's really great to have you invite us over today to share in this segment. We have with us today Paulina Velez is our youth programs manager, and Darren Watson and David McGee from Homestead.
Very good. Very good. So so recently, you know, we had a graduation of folks that got their GED. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit more about Youth Co-op?
Well, we have a mission, Hugo, and that's to advance the economic and the social well-being of the residents of South Florida. And in line with that mission, then our services are centered around basically four components. The first one being employment and training. We think that's really important for everybody who wants a job, needs a job, to have a job. And we do that through one-stop career centers that we manage all throughout South Florida, throughout the Keys. And then we have five centers here in Miami-Dade County. The second, oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you that in years past, we've served over 65,000 people at each one of those centers. This year, we were in line to serve over 120,000, so that number is doubled.
Sounds like you might need double the donations then.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Amen. Right. Amen to that.
All right. I'm just adding my 2 cents.
The second thing we do is we resettle over 2,000 immigrants that are coming to this new land of opportunity, fleeing tyranny, fleeing persecution in their home countries. We also, the third important component we have is our youth programs. And that's really the joy of my heart, is to serve the youth and help them on the right path. We outstation our counselors into public schools here in Miami-Dade and Monroe counties. And we also offer second chance programs for those kids that have dropped out to drop back in and get their GED, go on to college, and have successful careers. And then finally, the fourth thing that we do is we operate the Youth Co-op Charter School. And we have that charter school in a working class neighborhood in Hialeah Gardens. We have enrolled over 500 students. It's an A-plus school, been that way for the last 10 years. And we're really proud of it. The school board just approved us to open a high school going from 9th through 12th grade.
Well, that's great. It's just wild to watch your team just beaming as you tick off the wonderful accomplishments. Hugo, what else we got?
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to be asked to be the keynote speaker and motivational speaker to a group of graduates who got their GED. Can you tell us a little bit more about what I enjoyed, but I'll let you tell it, and what work it took to get that graduation going?
Well, we all know that youth in school that are attending our public schools, they have a graduation ceremony when they graduate 12th grade, but the people that get their GEDs, these youth do not. So every year, in cooperation with Miami-Dade Community College, business leaders, some local politicians, we get together and we put on graduation ceremonies for those youth who have struggled, worked really hard to earn their GEDs. So they dress up in caps and gowns. They march down the aisle, and their families are there with them. They take pictures. And by the way, I wanted to thank you once again for your very motivational speech, the words that you spoke from your heart, talking about how you overcame adversity in your past growing up and how you inspired these youth. And the other reason why we do this graduation ceremony, Hugo, is to inspire and motivate their peers who are also studying for their GED so that they can go ahead and become successful, just like they see those that they are following do.
Well, let me ask this question, because I'll be honest with you. I think it was more rewarding for me than it probably was rewarding for those that received their GED. And I mean that from the heart. But let's talk a little bit of what it takes to run that program, because I think you guys are a well-kept secret. And I want to do my job, and Jim, along with his, to make sure that we get the greater awareness. So tell us how that program gets funded.
Real quick, Hugo, I know we don't have a lot of time, but about 83% of our funding comes from the government. And 9% comes from foundations like United Way. How steady is it? Well, you know as well as I do that government resources are becoming more and more scarce each and every year. So it's up to us to learn how to better ask those in the community to step up, do their part to help us help others.
How can they help besides money?
Well, there's actually a lot of things that we can do. Right now, we're going to have some of our greatest needs are looking for mentors just to meet one of our youth for just about an hour every week or so. Actually, the second week in January is going to be our big outreach where we can even send our staff to any business in this community to show the employees there how rewarding it would be to mentor a high school age youth. There's also, we're always looking for donations of toys for the kids from the refugee families that we serve, canned goods, clothes so they can go on interviews for these immigrants. Sometimes they come directly from the airport. And Hugo, I'm not very good at asking for money, but if there are any generous listeners out there who feel it in their hearts to fill in the gaps where government funding has been severely cut, I'd be personally willing to take them on a tour of any of our service centers. And I don't want our listeners to write down the phone number if they're driving, but it's very easy to remember. It's 305-642-JOBS, J-O-B-S, or online at www.ycoop, that's Y for Youth Co-op, and there's no lines, no dashes, no underscores, just ycoop.org.
Okay, so again, the phone number was 305-642-JOBS, or they can go online at www.ycoop.com.
.org.
Oh, God, listen to me. I'm such a mess up. ycoop.org or 305-642-JOBS. Hugo, thanks as always for bringing these folks in. I can understand why you're a highly motivational speaker. David, thanks so much for bringing your whole team. God bless you for what you guys are doing for the at-risk youth in our community. And we'll be right back after this short break with Penny Schaefer. Penny will be giving us the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment in the pursuit of health.
Sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight talk and pay less, get more, help me find affordable health care coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Fall Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that health care coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and we're back with another Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment with Penny Schaefer, PhD. Penny's the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield down here in South Florida. Penny, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, it's great having you as always, Penny. Now, I wanted to get back to something we talked about on our last show. We were talking about the fact that Blue Cross and Blue Shield has a foundation, and I, first of all, found it interesting that it had a foundation, and then you started talking about some of the really neat things that it was doing. Maybe you can help me learn more about that this week, because we kind of got cut short at the end of the show last time.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Well, you know, the foundation was founded in 2001. It's a separate philanthropic affiliate of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. And the mission of the foundation is to improve the lives and the well-being and health of Floridians and their communities.
Wow, that's great. Now, what are some of the initiatives that the foundation's involved with? Anything down here in South Florida?
Oh, absolutely. The organization really provides through a grant-making process allocations to community-based organizations all over the state. There's really five focus areas. First, things that help improve access to health care. Second are things that help improve consumer health, helping people actually deliver health within the communities. That's one of the focuses of childhood obesity that we have in the community, doing things in Hialeah and Opa-locka with grant-making process there. We're working hard to improve the quality and safety of patient care. That's enhancing nurse education, simulation, things that really do enhance care. Improving the quality of life. You know, a healthy community is a good indicator for healthy people. And so we're doing things throughout community development and diversity, education and literacy, the arts, disaster preparedness and relief, a lot of things there. And then things that help us improve the health system. The recent Sapphire Award winner in the state was here in South Florida, the Susan Anthony Center up in Broward County.
Oh, cool.
Pretty sizable allocation of funds to help that mission and to help bring health to the community.
Well, maybe we'll have to profile them in a future segment.
I think you'd be amazed at the work they do.
I think that that's going down on our list of things that we're going to try to do then. Now, Penny, we had an email earlier from one of the listeners, and they asked something along the lines of, I'm an employer trying to manage our health care costs. What can I realistically do to save money each month?
You know, it's a great question. The things that people can do to help their employees is to make sure that employees are doing the kind of consumer shopping before they take advantage of the health care system that they would do if they were buying a flat screen TV or a new car. We do a lot of research on things that we buy. Not so in the healthcare world. So finding out before they go for some of these procedures, finding out before they go who's in the network, what's covered in the network. There's no physician who could know every insurance company and all their plans. So it's really good to rely on the plan for advice. Ultimately, the patient makes the choice, but it's good to do that based on a position of knowledge. The MRI example we've given before. Know before you go. Physicians should write you a script for an MRI, and then you should check, given your benefits, given your plan, where to go to get that. Because if you're an employer and somebody's spending $5,000 on it when they could be spending $500, that's going to have an impact on your renewal rates with the insurance company. And so these are the little things that people can do every day to help cut costs.
Wow. So then the MRI example that we've used in the past is that it could be on the same street, and one MRI is $5,000, the same equipment, the same facility, basically $500, just a couple blocks away. So I'm wondering if the healthcare administrator in any individual office could perhaps have this as a responsibility, because it's their responsibility to get the best healthcare program for their coworkers. So I got to believe that it would be in their best interest to make sure that it remains affordable by everybody playing ball and keeping the cost down.
It absolutely is. And a lot of that is about education and, you know, how invasive an employer can get into the private life of an employee. You've got to get a lot of cooperation there, because sure, you really don't want to meddle in or get into personal health information. But giving people the tools to go get the education is the key.
Yeah, I think that that's great. Now, we had another emailer earlier today, and that emailer wrote, I hear on the news that we could be buying insurance in the future from the exchange. What does that mean? And I guess I'll add, that sounds pretty anti what we're discussing here today, an exchange versus some real thoughtful, helpful healthcare acquisition. What's the exchange?
Well, I think the good news about, you know, wherever you buy your health insurance is that you'll still want to be a good consumer. Whether you buy that through a broker or agent that acts kind of as a consultant to you on what's available, whether you buy it directly from a health insurance company, maybe you have a long-standing relationship and like the service and would rather buy it directly from the insurance company, or whether you buy it from an exchange, after you buy it, you still have to use the product well.
Right.
Now, what's the exchange? We've been kind of equating it a little bit to think about if you're traveling. It used to be you'd go to your travel agent.
Right.
You could always go directly to a hotel or directly to an airline, but you might use an agent for some consultation. Well, now we probably use more of a web-based, how do I put a package together that's right for me in terms of the five-star hotel and the first-class airfare.
Right.
The exchange is kind of the same thing when it comes, and I know I'm simplifying things, but you'll be able to go onto a web-based tool, select a plan, and then look at the comparison of cost from multiple carriers for that plan.
Wow, that actually sounds like a pretty neat innovation in healthcare insurance delivery.
It is going to be, but I'll tell you, it is going to demand that people understand the glossary of terms around health insurance better than they do today. You know, the average American has never personally bought health insurance. Their employer has bought it, and their benefits experts have bought it. And the average employee, if you ask them tomorrow their contract and what terms were there, they wouldn't be able to tell you very much. So it's going to call on people to really understand the difference between coinsurance and copayments and what's a deductible and what's a maximum out-of-pocket. There's a glossary of terms that people are going to have to become familiar with when they go out on that exchange and really want to compare products and services.
Okay, now, what exactly is a high deductible plan, and how would that work?
If you think about it, many people want to take a certain amount of the risk of their care from their own pocketbook and not necessarily use their insurance. Same thing applies in your homeowners and in your car insurance. I could cover the first X number of dollars myself without filing a claim. And so that's similar to what happens with a high deductible health insurance. Individuals who feel like they can cover those first dollars of cost themselves before they actually go to the insurance company to get the financing covered. They still take advantage of the network. They still take advantage of the negotiated discounts the health insurance company has, but they are responsible for those first dollars. Depending on your utilization of health insurance, I mean, say you're a healthy 25-year-old male. Look, I'm going to go visit the doctor once a year. Maybe I get the sniffles once a year, but I really don't need much beyond that. I'm willing to take those first dollars as my risk, and the high deductible will apply if I get an unexpected hospitalization.
Now, Penny, we're running out of time in our segment. If somebody wants to get some more information on Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, where would they go other than, of course, your stores that you have out there in the suburbs? Is there a website, too?
Absolutely. www.bcbsfl.com.
And I really gave it really short play, but where are those stores that you have out there located at?
Sure. We were already in the Falls,
okay.
Sawgrass Mills,
okay.
Coming soon to Boynton Beach. And we're already open over in Estero Beach if you're over there golfing someday.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific. That's terrific. Penny, I always want to thank you, and we thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield, as always, for being the sponsor of this segment on our show. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the sponsor of all our health and wellness programming here on Freed on Business. They're a great sponsor in our community, and the number one thing that we like about Blue Cross and Blue Shield is that they're all about keeping us healthy and well and doing it affordably. Penny, I want to thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to our next segment together.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back right after this short break with more Freed on Business.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Peter Cassis from PDC Technologies. We're going to look forward to 2012 in technology. Peter, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, good and you?
I'm doing good. Now, Peter, I'm at the end of the year.
Yep.
I've got a little bit of money in my tech budget. I get zero-based funding, which means if I don't spend it, I lose it. What should I be doing right now? Is it time to buy computers after Christmas?
You need to be giving us a call so we can put together a quote and, you know, really tailor your technology solution for 2012 based on your needs. I mean, are you in need of server upgrades? Are you in need of workstation upgrades? Is this the year to go virtual with your desktops, you know, with going cloud? There's, you know, lots of things that we could spend some money on.
Now, if somebody wanted to talk to you about that, how do they get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Number is 877-732-0678, or you can contact us on our website, www.pdctech.com.
Now, I know that we're going to be working together. We're going to put together a new computer for my wife's office, and we're going to do that during the, I'll call it, sort of dead week between Christmas and New Year's. Is that a good time for people to start reevaluating things, for you to come in and give them a good technology overview?
Absolutely. First of the year is just a great time to start planning what you're going to do, not only for 2012, but moving forward for years to come. I mean, a good server solution could not only, you know, streamline the way you do business, but it could ensure that you're backing up your data properly. It could lower your overall, you know, cost of operating. So, yeah, it's a great time to talk about equipment.
Now, as it's quiet in the office, a lot of the things that I do are kind of things that I put off most of the year. One of those things is disaster recovery. You can help people put their disaster recovery program together, can't you?
Always a good time to talk about disaster recovery. And it's something that you didn't realize how important it was until you need it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you've been doing something specifically at this time of year for the holidays. I don't think you're going to stop once the holidays stop. How do people donate equipment to you that you then turn around, refurbish, and give to the school kids?
Yeah, not at all. This is something that we're getting busier and busier every day doing. Great organization, Voices for Children, local charity that supports foster children, and a lot of our clients that have extra computers or upgrading computers don't know what to do with their old computers. They don't want to sell it. They'd rather donate it. So this is a great organization. What we do is we take the workstations, we can pick them up, we wipe them, restore them to their original state, and then we personally deliver them to a foster child that's going through high school, and that computer means the world to them.
Well, it sounds like you're doing something that really works well for the holiday season. It sounds like if somebody has some free time in their office, they need to give you a call to either donate their excess computers. Actually, what they should do is call you, upgrade their system, and then donate their old computers to you. If they want to do that, how do they get you, Peter?
Sure. Well, once again, number's 1-877-732-0678, or our website's www.pdctech.com.
Now, when Teddy comes over to the office next week, what I want to do is I want to have him take a couple of the old towers that I have. I have some old monitors, some cables. You can use all that stuff for your donations, can't you?
Absolutely. Anything helps.
Okay, and if people want to get a hold of you and they want to donate something, who do they call and where do they call?
877-732-0678. Or you can visit us online, www.pdctech.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And
thank you.
It's my absolute pleasure. And now I'm going to go on to my rant. I'm going to go on to the rant. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, we're going to talk about how people use power to help others. Hugo is one of the most powerful people I know. Why? Because he helps all the people. Every month you'll hear Hugo Perez on our show talking about another charity that he's devoting time to. So that's Hugo Perez. He uses power for good. This season, make sure you're out there using power for good. And while you're at it, don't send me any more of those email cards if you don't know me. If I get an email card from somebody and I don't know you, I put it on the side and make sure I never know you. So if you're going to send out a blast email, please leave me out, unless, of course, you know me. And finally, stop texting and driving right now. If you're texting and driving, put it on the side. Stop it, because the person you kill may be somebody that's important to you. Maybe you'll kill your child's teacher. Maybe you'll kill somebody that's a doctor that's about to come out and save somebody. Please stop texting and driving. Schmuck, guy in the red pickup that was on the 112 heading west yesterday at 3 o'clock. Stop. You had 50 people behind you going 10 miles an hour while you tried to text on your shell phone. Not cell phone, shell phone. That's right, a flip phone. The guy on the, I couldn't believe it. So please be safe. I want to make sure that I thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida for sponsoring our show. Without Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, we wouldn't be here to bring you the health and wellness topics that we talk about. I want to thank DataCorp. I talked earlier about Hugo and his power. Hugo is one of the most powerful people I know because he makes sure that he touches people, and when he does, he touches them for good. He's a wonderful person. DataCorp, if you need technology integration, DataCorp is the person to call. Associates in Business, who've helped us get almost 27,000 unique website visits in the last 10 weeks. Thank you to Associates in Business. PDC Technologies, making my world better and making the world a better place for the kids in our community. Of course, Dr. Victor Franks, and I want to thank our listeners, too. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends to. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Fried. Look for the Fried on Business Facebook page, or look for Jim Fried on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, you can hear it rebroadcast. This is Jim Fried. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But